matter is a retrospective of the work done by the 2010 recipient of the Jenny Goldberg Community Award, Michael Siegel. He'll be introduced by Brother Jerry Pierce.
Soul Fusion. On the 29th of August last year, I, on behalf of Soul Fusion, was lucky enough to be awarded the Jenny Goldberg Award. This was in recognition of my volunteer work and my capacity as president of Soul Fusion. It is an award that encourages communal volunteering and highlights how important volunteers are to the very fabric of society. Jenny herself is a dedicated communal volunteer, and as such, her legacy definitely lives on. With this in mind, found it more appropriate to use the funds that made up the award in a way that would best ensure that volunteering within our community, within the context of Soul Fusion, would endure and not just fade away. The funds have helped with the general running costs of the organisation, the beautification of our events, the acquisition of public liability insurance, as well as the legal rights of the Soul Fusion Act via the purchase of a trademark. In essence, it has ensured that Soul Fusion is still here today and has grown to become a valuable community asset by becoming the only Jewish singles organisation in Victoria. It has amassed approximately 30 volunteers from all walks of life, ages and locations, and has been a valuable contributor to causes of concern to our community and the community at large. What follows now is a list of Soul Fusion milestones and achievements, some of the events we have put on, why Soul Fusion is important to the Jewish community and to the future. Soul Fusion began on August 8, 2009, in East Bentley, in honour of my late brother, Hannah Lambert. Since then, we have organised 22 events across a wide geographical area, 15 since receiving the Jenny Goldberg Award, and 6 since recently becoming a project of Benadryl in July this year. Our events stand apart due to the dedication and attentiveness to detail that goes into each and every one. They are further characterised by a desire to promote Jewish values, to inspire Jewish continuity, and as such, we have run several fundraising for Jewish singles events to raise attention to such core issues like homelessness, family violence, Indigenous inequality, and cancer. Cumulatively, Soul Fusion has donated $1,730 to 5 different charities, including the Jewish Task Force Against Family Violence, the William Cooper Trust Fund, Cancer Council, Seed Care, and Open Family Australia. These donations have been made exclusively from the participants of Soul Fusion events, thus ensuring that many people, not just one person, can be involved in the act of giving. It must be stressed, however, that Soul Fusion's main priority is Jewish continuity in the form of assisting Jews marrying Jews. This very pursuit in itself makes Soul Fusion an important entity to the Jewish community. Around 30% of the events we've put on have had a speed dating component. For those of you unfamiliar with the concept of speed dating, it basically is a matchmaking process or dating system, where the idea is to unearth potential romantic partners over the course of a single event involving a brief face-to-face meeting. Interestingly enough, this concept was reportedly founded by Rabbi Yaakov Deo and his students in Los Angeles in an effort to help Jewish singles meet and marry. A 2006 study of 500 speed dates in any barrier to Scotland revealed that 45% of the women participants in a speed dating event and 22% of the men had come to the decision within the first 30 seconds. If participants can be quick to judge prospective dates, then equally they will be quick to judge our events, which has been the case from experience. A soul vision event therefore needs to be attractive. It needs to go that little bit further than other Jewish events in terms of appearance, aesthetics, and atmosphere. Many people who come to Soul Fusion have come with the attitude that we are their last ditch effort in finding a Jewish partner before exploring options abroad in the wider community. The stakes are high. An individual leaving a Soul Fusion event disappointed may never return and look elsewhere. Therefore, it is imperative that we impress. This is where the support of Bnei Brith is vital, as impressing often requires additional funds. An example of this theory was corroborated in a recent email from a female participant at our last speed dating event last Thursday at the East Melbourne Synagogue. In it she wrote, "I like the way you have organised this event. It was a very nice night, nice food, nice music, nice people and nice atmosphere. Unfortunately, I was not able to choose my prospective match. However, I am looking forward to your next event, so please let me know if you are going to organise something interesting as I am still single and looking." From all the events we have done, I would like to read out some statistics that have been collated. Firstly, we have had approximately 330 unique participants. This shows that we have really just touched the tip of the iceberg. 54% have been female, and 46% have been male. Although we have had slightly more females overall, the likelihood of females returning to more than one event is 28%, compared to with 40% for their male counterparts. In other words, men are slightly more likely to return to future Soul Vision events than women. One of the biggest complaints surrounding singles events is that the same people always come back. At Soul Vision, this is not true, due to the diversity events we put on. The average number of new people at an event is 53%. Now, this is a lower bound, as it assumes that a participant attending an event has also attended the same events as everyone else there. This is seldom the case. As such, Soul Fusion is proud to be able to attract new people all the time in large proportions, especially those outside the traditional Jewish areas, which makes up approximately 57% of attendees. Jewish participants come from such suburbs like Vermont, Turin, Thornbury, Templestowe, Surrey Hills, South Clayton, Seaford, Richmond, Reservoir, Perrin, North Melbourne, Oak Park, Hugh Frankston, Hawthorne, East Camberwell, Cheltenham, Ascot Vale, etc. We are extremely proud of our ability to attract these outsiders. Lastly, the average age of the guys attending our events is 29.28 and 27.75 for females. For the mid-30s to mid-40s events, of which we have organised three, the average age is 45.71 and 42.9 for the gents and ladies respectively. So how do we measure success of Soul Fusion? Soul Fusion has helped create two marriages, one engagement, one baby, and twins are expected in May next year, by Finland. We have also created several relationships that may be marriages in the not too distant future. Fingers crossed. Although the success of Soul Vision can be measured in very simplistic terms such as this, I view the success of Soul Vision as its ability to help Jews of all backgrounds engage with the community. When participants come to our events and live all the way in Reservoir and jump up and down with excitement, I feel that we've created a bridge from Reservoir to the rest of the Jewish community, and this just makes me so happy. When you have previously unengaged people coming to a Jewish singles function to find a Jewish partner, this is an amazing success. Soul Fusion is more than just singles events, though. Last year in October, 2 months after receiving the Jenny Gold Award, we started a new group within the shroud of Soul Fusion called YAHA. YAHA is a group for independent adults from mainly 25 plus with special needs. It runs various activities to help strengthen Jewish friendships and connections, as well as a place for participants and volunteers to actively engage in the Jewish community. It has really been a very exciting time for YAHA. After meeting our secretary, Zara Cohen, and myself, attending with a community facilitator at the Glen Arrow Villas, which is run by Jewish Care, we have been able to forge a collaborative relationship. The nature of this relationship means that volunteers within the YAHA will be mentoring the residents, who will be taking a more proactive role in the organisation of their own social networking activities. These activities will also be open to YAHA, which will be great for increasing social networking opportunities. The first YAHA at Glen Arrow Villas event will be a shut-up dinner on Friday the 23rd of December, whereby participants will have the opportunity to make their own colours and be responsible for the painting on the night. This will be all under the careful supervision and direction. The future. So what does the future hold for Soul Fusion? Well, I would like to see Soul Fusion become a household name and a place for Jewish singles of all ages and locations to come and hopefully find a Jewish soulmate. We want to become more professional and reach more and more people. We also need to continue to attract new volunteers, as this is another avenue for people to meet and feel connected to the community. I want to see Soul Fusion to continue to put together attractive, innovative and diverse Jewish singles events, so that we continue to lure different types of people. I would like our club to grow so that more adults and special needs can benefit from it. In the not too distant future, I would like to see Soul Fusion form a new group specifically for young single mothers with young children. This is actually in its embryonic stages of development thanks to the help of two Soul Fusion volunteers who fit into the category. So, in conclusion, the Jenny Goldberg Award has enabled Soul Fusion to firstly exist and then come a long way in just a short period of time. It has enabled Jews previously disconnected from the community to get involved and make a tangible difference. It has given people hope and a realisation that there is a group in Melbourne that sincerely cares about their plight. The Jewish community deserves to have a vibrant future, and by supporting Soul Fusion, there is a better chance of that becoming reality. The Jenny Goldberg Award put Soul Fusion on the map, and as such, people like Janice Hubbard and Morris and Tony and Tobias took the initiative to help us when we really needed community support and mentorship. Thank you guys, and I really appreciate it. I look forward. We look forward to B'nai B'rith's continued support into the future. And finally, as the late Sir John Monash once said, adopt as your fundamental creed that you will equip yourself for life, not solely for your own benefit, but for the benefit of the whole community. Something Jenny Goldberg adopted as her modus operandi, and something I hope to inspire others.
Thank you, Michael.